This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. An important update on Julian Assange, of course, of WikiLeaks. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, publisher of naturalnews.com and other websites. And I'm here to say on the record, Julian Assange is a hero of human freedom. Julian Assange should be pardoned by President Trump. And in fact, I would go even further to say that any government that prosecutes Julian Assange for publishing classified information as he did is itself an illegitimate government that is abusing its power. You see, Julian Assange has done nothing different than what the New York Times did, at least in the context of publishing previously classified information. WikiLeaks is essentially an investigative journalism organization, except that it doesn't do a lot of investigations itself. It relies on other people who are already in positions to know things, and people who may be whistleblowers, to hand information to WikiLeaks. And the WikiLeaks organization then vets that information and redacts certain portions of that information, such as people's names and so on, and then publishes that information in the public interest. It is the core function of journalism to bring this level of transparency to the dark secrets of the deep state and the military-industrial complex. And I believe, this is my analysis, I believe that President Trump is not behind this effort to level new charges against Julian Assange. He was hit with, I think, 16 or 17 new charges that could get him life in prison by the U.S. government. I think this is the deep state and the military-industrial complex lashing out against someone that they perceive as their enemy, Julian Assange. In my view, Julian Assange has already suffered years of what is essentially imprisonment and torture by being confined inside the Ecuadorian embassy in the UK against his will, away from his family, forced to live in essentially a modern-day cave with no access to the outside world. Julian Assange was falsely accused of things that he did not do. The fake charges against him over some kind of, I don't know, sexual escapade of some kind. It was obviously fabricated, completely made up. It's a typical tactic of the deep state to do that so that they can have you arrested and have you extradited, and then they can torture you. And this attack on Assange is an attack on all journalism, including independent media, as well as even mainstream media. And what I find so astonishing about this is that at the same time Julian Assange and his organization are working for human freedom and transparency, you have actual journo terrorists working for the corporate-run media who, in my opinion, do deserve to be prosecuted, arrested, imprisoned, because they are committing treason. They are conspiring with the deep state to knowingly publish false information in order to mislead the American people and overthrow our constitutional republic. That's what's happening at CNN and the Washington Post and the New York Times. But instead of those people rotting in an embassy somewhere for 9 years, they win Pulitzer Prizes. Isn't that amazing? So the guy who is telling you the truth gets tortured and falsely imprisoned, while the people who are telling you lies win Pulitzer Prizes. That's the world in which we live today. And it's disgusting. And it's upside down. Julian Assange should win the Presidential Medal of Freedom, as far as I'm concerned. That man, he deserves not just an apology, not just a $1 billion payout from these governments that conspired to have him imprisoned, essentially. He deserves a place in history as a champion of journalistic freedom. Nothing less. Now, you may not like everything that he has released. You see, because he's nonpartisan, Assange. He's not pro-conservative. He's not pro-liberal. If anything, he's anti-establishment. And we need anti-establishment people in order to attempt to achieve some level of knowledge and transparency about all the crimes and the cover-ups and the conspiracies that are being run constantly by the establishment. I mean, I'm an anti-establishment person, you might say. In many ways, I question the establishment. I'm an independent journalist. I mean, if they could lock away Julian Assange for 8 or 9 years, couldn't they do the same thing to me or others? Is that the world in which we live now, where voices who question the establishment are falsely accused, criminalized, sequestered against their will, essentially imprisoned? Is that the world in which we live? Is that America now? Because that's I don't tolerate that. That is not our America. And we, the people, have got to stand up and fight against this. And Julian Assange is not getting enough. There aren't enough voices yet speaking out against the abuses of freedom of the press. We need more people to speak out in defense of Julian Assange. And to all those who might be listening to this podcast, from everybody from anonymous members to the deep state, the FBI, you know, other independent media journalists, perhaps, to all of you, if we don't respect the right for independent media outlets to publish secrets that are handed to them by whistleblowers, if we don't respect that right, then you effectively endorse the expansion of police state powers and the worsening of the abuses of human freedom that deep state elements are already pursuing on a regular basis. Our world is run by some very evil people, and it's individuals like Julian Assange who are trying to expose those evils. You know, when a military helicopter shoots up a bunch of Reuters journalists just because they were carrying cameras that the helicopter pilots misidentified as rifles, you know, wink, wink, accidentally misidentified as rifles, something is terribly wrong in our world. You can be gunned down for carrying a camera. You can be gunned down by the United States military for being a journalist. And then when other journalists try to release that video footage that was handed to them by a whistleblower, then the United States military, deep state insiders, try to imprison that journalist too. This is a cover-up of the worst kind. This is not the America that I stand for. I mean, I'm a patriot. I love America. I love my country. But I despise these abuses of human freedoms that are happening inside certain deviant elements of the corrupt deep state systems. And that's what I believe Trump is trying to root out. I think Trump wants to see those deep state elements and the military-industrial complex defanged. And that's why I'm a Trump supporter. And I think that if Trump could, if he had total power, of course he doesn't, and we don't want anybody to have absolute power. That's not the way, you know, the balance of power works. But if he did, I think he would right now pardon Julian Assange. The only reason he can't do it right now is because there are too many other threats against him. And he can't make one more enemy at the moment of the military-industrial complex. He needs to get through this attempted political coup and get into his second term. And I think in his second term, he will have a lot more power. So I'm calling for President Trump, whenever you can, pardon Julian Assange. And while you're at it, pardon Roger Stone, pardon General Flynn. And there are others who have been falsely accused and charged with felony crimes who are completely innocent, who were simply caught up in this Robert Mueller Russia collusion hoax, a massive treasonous conspiracy run by the very same kind of people, the very same organizations that are also going after Julian Assange. It's time to defeat the deep state. And it's people like Assange and it's people like Trump who are actually fighting for humanity. And that's why I support them both. So to Mr. Assange out there, we are praying for you. We are fighting for you. We are taking a stand for you. And we will continue to call for your freedom and to call for you to be pardoned. We will continue this call as long as we have our voice. We will use our voice to try to defend yours. This is Mike Adams here, Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, newstarget.com. Thank you for listening. May God bless us all, and may human freedom win. Almost no one tests their products for glyphosate, but we do at the Health Ranger store. We test for glyphosate for every incoming production lot and finished production batch of products, and we put those symbols right on our website so you know it's been glyphosate tested using an ISO-accredited in-house laboratory, triple quad mass spec instrumentation, sensitive down below one part per billion. We test and confirm that everything is safe and pure and authentic so that you can trust our products to protect your health. HealthRangerStore.com, over 700 products for healthy living and healthy home. Lab tested, heavy metals, glyphosate, microbiology, and much more. Check it all out at HealthRangerStore.com.